let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Good afternoon and welcome to Stanya Davis Show. Hey, that's right, not even Tell It to Stanya, it's the Stanya Davis Show. I want to welcome my guest, Jonathan Paradise Abaco. Of course, he's a friend of the show and he's here monthly talking about what is going on in the world, specifically Nassau, Bahamas, all the Bahamas. Let me just say that. So I want to welcome Jonathan Paradise Abaco. Hey, hi.
Good evening. Good evening to everybody. A happy new year to everybody. And I'm excited to be on the show again.
That was so cheesy. That was very cheesy, Jonathan. But anyhow, so
2025.
Okay, so how's it been going so far for you?
So far, so good. Can't complain. So far, so good. Looking forward to see what the rest of this year holds.
You got married since the last time we spoke?
Not yet, no.
You know, you just go missing whenever I don't hear from you, right? I know something up.
Yeah, yeah, you're trying to follow in your footsteps.
Just checking. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Certain things. Of course, Trump is now, I think he's, but he should be the president of the United States. So he's talking about certain things. I think he signed an executive order to say that there's only two genders, male and female. So if you think he's a bird or think he is a woman, a man thinking he's a woman or a woman thinking he's a man, that's all done away with now. He said there's only two genders. And he is reportedly moving all the transgender women from female prisons to male prisons.
I saw that.
So in other words, he's trying to put things back in order.
Okay. So how do you feel about it?
I feel that's how it should be. I feel that biologically, if you're... See, what kills me with liberals and Democrats, they say they believe in science. And so in science, they believe that, yes, you could be all these things, but there's no way in science that says that you could be a man, could be a woman, or a woman be a man. So I agree that what he's doing is correct. Another controversial thing that he's doing, that if you look at the headlines and seeing it and all about, is he wants to end birthright citizenship, which simply means that when you start you go and have a child now in Russia, Orlando, say I can drop this child in Orlando to be American to get the benefits or cheaper in school credits or whatever.
The benefits in the long haul.
Or what they call it in certain regions, or immigrants will call it anchor babies.
That's the name of it?
That's what it is, to anchor you to that country. Then your American child could claim so to make you a citizen. Anyway, he's trying to stop that, and they will be going to the Supreme Court or whatever, because they say it's unconstitutional. That's a big uproar.
Well, you know, I hear Bahamians talk about Trump all the time, of course. And for me, though, Trump have a lot of the views that Bahamians have.
They're socially conservative. For the majority of Bahamians are socially conservative. We don't believe in same-sex marriages and all that stuff. But because we're socially engineered to watch or to go to Black Americans, we feel like we're liberals, but we don't agree to half of the stuff the liberals say, like in terms of gay marriage and transgender. Mm-hmm. Typically, we don't believe in that in the Bahamas. Typically,
okay. And you speak in loosely in terms of as a society, right?
Yeah, for the most part,
because there are a lot of people, Johnny, who don't have a problem with same-sex marriage, who may not be gay or lesbian. LGBTQ+.
I don't think Bahamians do either. I don't think Bahamians have. What stands out though is the LGBTQ community has become a gang, and they want you to accept tolerance for them. But if you have a difference of opinion, is when they gang you. They could cancel you.
What's happening now
is Trump is, I guess, trying to right the boat. Or I think the pendulum has swung too far to the left, and you gotta reset it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. You should be able to marry who you love, who you want to, but you shouldn't force. Like they had that whole big case where the bakery, the baker, the Christian baker, was taken to court by an LGBTQ couple because he didn't want to bake a cake for their wedding. He said he don't, that's not against his religion. So they canceled him, and they came to court, and he almost lost his business. That's what people have a problem with, when you're trying to force your opinion on other people.
They saw it as discrimination, and I think they compared it to when a black person from another race going to a business and being refused service because of the color of their skin. So I think for them, they felt as though it was discrimination because of their sexual orientation.
Go into the LGBTQ bakery and force them to do anything religious for them. They could say no, and that's it. That's where it stands.
Well, I don't know if that happened, but I mean, I know what happened. But I get what you're saying. I agree with you in terms of, now, first of all, right, I believe that, listen, if you want, whoever you want to marry, I don't give a 5 cents. It doesn't matter now. And people should be allowed to really be whoever they choose to be.
Do whatever you want to do.
Now, it did get, now for me, honestly, it got crazy for me. This is the only crazy part for me. When, you know, well I got to be a cis woman. And then now coming into sports or coming into, you know, biological women. And then now we have to pretend as though it is, you know, it's normal. And it's not, because the genetic makeup, the biological makeup is not the same, which gives people an edge, and, you know, and just for obvious reasons. But in terms of people choosing to do and be whoever they want to be, I really don't care. I think that, you know, if that's what you want, I have no problem with that.
But what was essentially happening was they was eroding women's rights. If you think about it, where they were now, it is a reason why men and women are separated. There's a reason.
Right.
It's genetically, men are, you know, stronger. But they was kind of encroaching on women's rights. And I blame women, because women, are, for the most part, encourage or lubby-dubby. Yeah.
It's not the men. We are mother. Yes, we're the mothers. Yes, we allowed it. But, okay, and then even, like I said, I was reading or watching a clip or something talking about persons in prison and then sending them now to the male prison. Now, I kind of feel, I wouldn't say feel torn, but I mean, I see both sides, because, okay, one part of it is, okay, I mean, you know, you could get a cushion stay going inside the female prison versus being in the male prison. That's, you know, hello? But then again, at the same time, right, going into the male prison, they could be a target, and, you know, they can be violated as well. But then there were cases, and I read cases where persons who were transgenders who were placed in the female prison, because they still had their male body part, there were women getting pregnant.
Exactly.
So, I mean, what's going on here? What's happening, sir?
No, I totally agree, and that's what was happening. So, I mean, like I said, you got to be sensitive to all parties involved, all the stakeholders, and I agree. You should, if you can place, you know, put them whatever, you should protect them, and then eventually let them migrate into the system. I actually just willy-nilly just throw them whatever.
Yeah, because they can be violated going back into the male prison.
Because if you present yourself as a woman into all male thing,
that's a serious thing.
So they either should create a block or a block for those people, and eventually slowly let them migrate into that system.
Well, maybe something like that. But yeah, so that's a very dangerous thing as well. But yeah, man, I hear Bahamians get upset, but Trump got a lot of the views with Bahamians.
Because a lot of people, they're, like I say, socially engineered, don't do their own research. So they're going based on the talking points of persons who right here who are liberal, who went to school and get, because if you look at it, most schools are liberal. They teach left-leaning ideology, and so when they come back home, they go on the radio or whatever, and if they have a podcast or radio, they spew left-leaning ideology. And most Bahamians don't, well, not Bahamians, most people don't do their research. Black people. So
when you say left-wing stuff, what are you talking about exactly?
These Democrats, liberal left, Democrats are liberal, meaning that they don't believe in God per se. They believe in more transgender, whatever, the LGBTQ, they're more pro-LGBTQ, they're more pro-abortion for the most part. And that's why I said liberal. Left-leaning liberal.
Well, Johnny, do you think that people have a right to also have their own views?
I think everybody should. Like I said, the only stance I have is don't preach tolerance when you are intolerant of someone else's views.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I feel. You can't even you should if you tolerant to someone else's views, and when I say, hey, Peter. You thinking a man thinking he's a woman, that might be kind of a mental issue. Oh, you want to cancel me for saying that?
Right.
That's my views. That's my opinion. Just like how you said, Stanya's a cis woman. When Stanya say, no, I'm just a woman. Oh, no, you a cis woman. You should respect. That's how you want people to respect your pronouns or whatever. Respect what she's saying. I'm just a woman. Don't call me cis.
Right.
But they will come down on you for just saying, call me a woman. Don't call me no sis. No, girl. You a sis woman.
Right. So in other words, so we should call you what you choose, but then you have a problem when we say this is who I am.
Yeah, we want the same. Give us the same the benefits of a right. The same tolerance we've given you. Give it back to us. We don't have to. My thing is, don't force us to accept you. Just like you don't. You know, you might don't believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, that's fine. Or you believe in this and you believe in that, that's fine. But don't force us to say, we have to call you she when I can look at you with your Adam apple.
And you say, sure, Lord of Boise. He said, with the Adam's apple, I done with you. Right. I done with you.
That's all of this. That's it.
Okay, Johnny. Okay, what else you got? What's going on in the world?
Another major thing is what's kind of scary and what we need to put in place is Trump saying now he's going to deport pretty much. Okay, for instance, a lot of people broke into the United States and they may have a passport. It may be fraudulent, that is the Bahamian passport. Mm. Once they catch you, ICE catch you in the United States, they say, where's your origin? Where's your country of origin? You could lie. You could say, you could be from Haiti or Jamaica or anywhere, but once you could present that, that's not the United States job to see if it's fraudulent or not. They can send you here.
Their job is to get you out of their country.
Right. What are we doing now? If you then know Trump's stance, he can be deporting everybody. What are we doing? What is our official
measures do we have in place? What you're saying?
Now you should be even when you saw he got elected, we should have been put in place. I don't hear nothing. Now you may have heard of it, but
we ain't hear nothing because that's nothing, Johnny. What you talking about?
I think we're so proactive and not trying to be and we are waiting for it to happen. We don't have to. I don't think we have this facilities down there down the road. What's the detention center? Where are we gonna house these people? Do we just let them in the interior of the country and just let them say, go ahead, do what you gotta do?
Well, I am assuming and hoping, and maybe persons who are listening
now. You're assuming.
Listen, you on the air and you saying that D word. You can't say that D word on the air. What happened to you?
We're a Christian nation. I'm sorry.
That's right. We are a Christian nation. You got to get yourself together, sir.
I'm such a bad person.
Now, I am assuming and hoping, as I was saying, and especially if someone is listening, that there's some process that they have in place for when persons have been deported to the Bahamas. I'm sure that there's some checks and balance. In place or should be in place the minute that another country says, hey, we are sending this person back to you. Then the Bahamian government or whatever agency, whoever, should now say, okay, hold on. Let me check. We have to do our checks and balance. Let's see if this person is actually a Bahamian citizen. And then, you know, we get back to you to confirm or deny. Entry or what have you. Assuming that there should be something, because if nothing is in place, then that means anybody could say, oh, I'm from the Bahamas and be deported here?
Because we have such a good record as it relates to housing and shanty towns now, you know. So yeah, you think that's in place? Because right now we have shanty towns.
Why you can't go there?
Okay, listen. I was talking to a colleague, and they were saying that why are there no single good men in the Bahamas? Why are men intimidated? Why are men intimidated by successful women? And I was attempting to say, I don't think men are intimidated by successful women. They intimidated by the attitude that comes along with that.
Boy, let me tell you something, Johnny. I used to believe that. On a serious note, I used to
believe what? What you used to believe?
No, I used to believe. See, I go through transitions, man. Okay, so one part of me, at one stage or phase of my life, you know, it was like, okay, men, you know, they feel a way about women who are successful, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, they can't handle it. Then I went into the other phase of, it's you know, sometimes it's a female, maybe her attitude, maybe this or that. Now, okay, what phase are you on now? Y'all so full of crap, you know what I realized? Y'all full of crap dead bad. Now, first of all, there's this thing I like to say, that two things could be right at the same time. Yeah, in some cases, maybe it could be the woman's, attitude or whatever. But then at the same time, too, there are also cases where, because I've seen many cases where a man would have a woman. And this woman, he tells the woman the vision. He tells the woman the vision. And this woman is now she's actively contributing to this man fulfilling his vision. This woman is a successful woman. She's taking time out of her schedule to pour into him to be this helpmate. And you know what that man will go and do? He'll go back to the woman. And let me tell you, and these are cases, remember now, this is what I do for a living. Cases where the woman, who he going back to? I mean, do him like a stinking dog. Okay? The woman he goes back to never helped him do anything. The woman he go back to talked to him dead bad. The woman who he goes back to, not contributing to his life. And when I say contributing, I'm talking about trying to make his life better, being the helpmate. And he'll be quite content with taking care of that same woman, doing for that woman who treat him dead bad, than the woman who was there helping him, that same successful woman. And he had more drama with the woman who he with than the woman who this successful woman who you try, this picture you trying to paint. Yes. Now carry on smartly.
There are always exceptions to the rule.
You know exceptions to the rule. There's no exception.
Could I you can just cut me off now. Let me just say,
yeah, man. All you've been doing is cutting me off.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's right. I don't know. Listen. Now you can go because I didn't forget what I was gonna go say.
Thank you. Like a typical woman. But like I was saying, right? There's always exception to a rule, and there's always minority, majority. The majority of that particular scenario you painted is male-generated, meaning that usually you may have one or two successful women who may help a man out. Because we all know is the majority of men will find a woman with little or nothing, or she will have her own job, and help them out. It's not the other way around. You may have an exception where you have one or two women who are doing really well, who, because we know women usually, when they date someone who's at their level or above, or they'll say, if you ain't doing nothing for me, what I have you in my life for? But you will have these rare instances where you have a few women who will say, I'll pour into a man or whatever because he's less than me. But usually it's the other way around. So of course you're anecdotal, see. I almost finished.
You got to. You think this tell it to Jonathan Paradise Abercrombie? you think this show you tell it to Jonathan Paradise Abercrombie? It's a big no, sir. Carry on.
All I'm saying is, you are right. There are some exceptions or some instances where
no exceptions.
But the majority of times is the other way around, where a man would help a woman out and she would dog him out, or she would go give that money. I've seen women, men help women out, and the sweetheart, or the other guy driving the car, the little Japanese car that the guy bought, the other guy driving it and crashing it.
All I'm saying to you, I'm talking about, because see, when we talk about the successful woman, and y'all, and who heading the president of y'all right now, the man's them. Y'all try to paint this picture.
But it's true.
Y'all try to paint the picture of this successful woman who have all this attitude and all of this. The women that y'all currently with, terrible and disgusting. Terrible and very disgusting. The women who y'all with are awful. And y'all choose, and I've seen this again and again, y'all choose to be, okay, it could be women and men, whatever. Y'all choose to be with the people who are terrible and disgusting.
But see, that's,
you know how many times, you know how many times that I speak with men, and they always, and you probably might be one of them, if you think good, think back enough. There's some good women who you let fall through the cracks.
And that line falls equally above both genders. Because you never hear, what's the popular saying? Why do women date bad boys? That's not a saying for men. It's the same for women, because women generally don't like, or the guy who's going to treat them well, they usually. Right. But that's the point I'm saying is that debunks your argument about men, because usually it's the other way around. It's women who do that.
No, it's both. It's men and women. You know why? Because especially here in the Bahamas, because we suck in relationships. Okay, we go into relationships, we're not truthful. We lie about what it is that we need from our partner. Then we tell the person we want this. Then when the person give it to you, because of your broken self, your big broken self, you don't know how to treat the person who actually comes. Okay? And that go with men and women.
And then you don't have if you put it like that, then we don't have no more discussion, but you got to do it minority and majority. The majority is women doing that, men.
I'm not going to let you do that, because it's both. Okay?
But what I'm saying is, it is both, but that last majority, women do that. Men, we both do it.
My female experience, and as a life coach, all I can say is that I have seen I remember working with a gentleman. Now this is a weird story, but anyway, I remember working with a gentleman who was married, and he had left this person. The marriage wasn't working, and then he met someone else. They didn't divorce, because this is the Bahamas here. But he met someone else during the separation, and this person was amazing. This person was a good person. They got along. This woman contributed to his vision. Then the wife was like, okay, don't you come back home? She kept at it. And then he eventually went back home. This man went back home and miserable. When I spoke with the gentleman, I'm like, okay, let's take a look at now what's going on here. How does the wife enhance your life versus this person that you met while you were separated? Mm-hmm. And he agreed. He said, that was the best time of my life, Stanya. Why are you going back to over here to this miserable situation? Why are you going back there? And by the way, and the wife is not a successful woman, by the way. As a matter of fact, the man got to do every Christ thing for the woman.
You say he going back to his wife?
Separated. They were separated. Now listen, let's don't play this retarded game now. Let's don't play this silly game of reality. We're not gonna do that. I said that they were separated. He was not they were living separate lives. So they decided that this is not working. It's not like they're headed for divorce. So they were not living together, they were not seeing each other, they were not involved with each other, the husband and wife. During the time where they were separated, he met someone, and it was a good relationship, according to him. Okay? We ain't playing this game, people. We're not. And I don't give a 5 cents who call me. We're not playing this that game. Like, this don't happen. So now the wife found out that he had, see, she was fine when, you know, she know he moved out. She wasn't checking. The minute that he found, so she realized that he found someone. And now she kicked in and she's like, oh, you know, let's try and make this work. And then, and you know, she kept at it. They have children, grown children, but she kept at it. And he went back. Speaking to him, he's miserable. He's miserable. While we're having our session, he's admitting that, hey, I had peace over here with the other person. This person really helped me out in terms of, you know, she was very supportive. She would help me with my business. She would do all this stuff. He went back because he felt as though the obligation and he should stay there. But now he's there and miserable. Miserable. So I'm just saying, okay, should he have moved on? Should he have continued with the divorce process? Or should he go back, be with this person who he's been with, even though he's miserable?
No, I know, because I know you'd like to interrupt, so I just want to make sure you get all that out. Okay. Two things I'm sensing from your particular story. One.
And by the way, the other person was a quote unquote, what her name is, would you say? A successful woman. The other woman that he met was she's a business oriented woman. Go on.
Two things. As someone who, I think it's unwise, and this is my advice to anybody, female or male, to get into a relationship with someone who's married. My advice is to let that resolve all that issues.
I agree.
Because what may happen, and happened a lot of times, they go get back together somehow, some way. One may feel that men are more duty bound than women are. And that's
why I agree.
So most men.
You know what I realized, Johnny? You're loyal. Bad boy. Y'all might not be faithful now, but y'all more loyal than
men. Because men more duty bound than women are, as relates to marriages and stuff. They may, and like you said, they may cheat and all, but usually they don't leave. Yeah. Well, a woman will say, I'm not happy, and she'll freaking go file for divorce. A mom will be miserable. He'll be working, and the woman might be doing all this stuff, and he's not gonna leave. And that's why I tell women or men, don't be dating no married person. You don't know if they're going back. They could be separated for a year.
Years. Because like I said, this situation was not a situation where it was just like a couple months they separated or what have you. This years had actually gone by. A few years went by. It wasn't, and they were fine apart. It wasn't until he said, okay, you know, he started dating this person. This wasn't months after the separation.
What I've noticed with women, if you, and any man in the audience, you do this test for yourself, or you be honest with yourself. When you treat a woman all lovey-dovey, calling her, checking up on her, she's like, she's like, yeah, but I don't know. Once a woman's head, feel like they got you wrapped around their finger, I feel like they seems like they don't be as interested. But as soon as you pull back a little bit, and I think that's human nature, and stop short as much tension, somehow, or if they see that another woman is interested, that they might not want you, but somehow
they don't want nobody to have you.
Nobody,
I'm telling you.
And that's, okay. I think that's human nature. I don't even think that's just women. I think that's human nature, because my husband could be cheating on right up and down. As soon as the wife show interest to another dude, hey, you married. What are you doing? You married
right,
me.
Because literally, like I said, this was years later. The guy, he was doing his own little thing, you know, working, not checking. And notice I said the wife had moved on. She was dating people. Anyway, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. And we are back. Boy, Johnny, you get my blood pressure. You make my blood pressure go high. I see that.
I just think
I gotta make sure I take my pills, and I gotta make sure I go right to my new sponsor. That's right, BLOF, and that is Body Logic Organic Foods. They are located on Carmichael Road near Golden Gates Assemblies Church. Now, they have this detox. It's a one-day detox. Come on now, one-day detox. And this detox cleans the lungs, the intestines, the kidneys, the liver, the colon. And this is something that you take every month, just once a month, because it's just a one-day detox. So, of course, it's January. Be ready to get this body going. And if you're anything like me, say you on that little diet change of life type thing, you should check them out. So check out BLOF on Carmichael Road. The telephone number is 603-0676. They have a food store there, as well as you can go there for lunch. Yeah, lunch or early dinner, because they sell pescatarian and vegan meals. Hello, somebody. John, you ever been there?
Not yet, but I will be going there now.
Yeah, and seriously, it's very nice. Very, very nice. They have a nice setup. So, you know, when you want to take your girlfriend or someone who you're dating, or go, you're too cheap anyhow. Somewhere, you can take them right to BLOF. All right. And my other sponsor, Kara Dance. And actually, I visited Kara this morning. So if you follow me, you can see what Kara is all about. Kara is the dance school, a ballet school that I sent my daughter to when she was younger. And I got to tell you, and when I say we, because my sister sent her daughter as well as her granddaughter. Don't try to figure out the daughter and granddaughter bit. The point is, they went to Kara. They all went to Kara. And it was such a safe environment. Listen, we used to drop them first thing in the morning, gone with our business. Safe, secure, godly principles. Ms. McPhee is amazing. So if you have a little person or if your grandmother is listening in, and you know, you're like, take over your daughter and son, children, you all send them right to Kara. 557-5985. They are registering persons now. And they actually even have sessions for people who are 100 years old. I just saying. All right. Johnny, maybe you could go too. I just saying.
Hey. No, I have no problems with that.
I can see you now in your tutu. Anyway. I like to say that the gravy train is normally on the commercial breaks, because you know you really was running right out, but I ain't got nothing to say.
Yes, sir.
What we talking about now? Because we done finished with the successful woman, this thing which y'all like to create, talking a bunch of foolishness. Go on. Yeah, hello.
What else was brought to my attention? And they want a different point of view on it. So I'll bring it to you. So your audience, so you could give me another point of view on it. This young man I'm talking about was dating a girl he met her with a child, with a daughter. The daughter was like 4 years old, and they dated for about 10 years. And within the second year, them two had a child. What happened was eventually they broke up. He was cheating, they broke up, right? So
yeah, you gloss over that, but go on.
Yeah, they break up, and he was sending $1,300 a month to support his daughter. So his daughter was about 7 or whatever, and the older child was 2 years older, a little bit older, about three or four years older, something like that, right? So his daughter called him and said, listen, daddy, I need some new pair of shoes or whatever, something to that effect. And he said, why? I'm selling your mommy $1,300 a month. So, so you wouldn't need for anything. And she said, well, mommy split it down straight down the middle. $650 for me, $650, whatever the divide between $1,300 to both of the kids. And he said, he called his ex and fussed her out. She said to him, listen, you was the father to both of these kids for this amount of years. So I can't give to one, but I can't give to two. And he was saying, that's not my biological child. You're seeing somebody else. He's supposed to step in. If anything, he stepped in. Or you give the other daughter a small portion or $300 and give my daughter the lion's share. And the mommy said, no, 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 we've got to be equal. So he wanted to get a point of view or hear someone else's opinion. Said, is that fair? Because a woman, he said, if I was dating you, Stanya, for 5 years and I bonded with your child, we were never married and we broke up. You would quickly say, and I want to still be into that child's life. And let's say you start dating a new dude, you would say, this is not your biological child. And society will accept that. They'll tell the mom, hey, you have to move on. You know, this is not your biological child. And she's seeing somebody else. So society will accept that. But when it's done the other way, they frown upon it. He said they're calling men petty for doing that. But he's saying he had friends who broke up and the mommy said, no longer can see this child because my new guy don't like that. And they had to accept that. So that's the stance of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. What's your views on that?
Okay, now my view is actually he didn't agree to do that. He didn't agree to provide funding for the other child. So no.
So he should not.
He's not wrong to be upset about that. He is giving this money for his child. Now, okay, we could say, well, suppose, you know, the child doesn't have this or whatever, but that's not his responsibility. You know, he's not, right? It's not his responsibility. He's not the biological father. And he also did not agree to provide for this child. So, no. So listen, mom. So what the mom needs to do is, not saying firmly, girl, go spend that money on the other child and don't say nothing. I just say it.
So that you think that's where she messed up?
But
she didn't tell him. The child, you know, children don't.
Yeah, they talk. Right.
So she told when her daughter went to her and said, "Mommy, I was like, whatever." She said, "Go to your pa," and that's how he get to find out. He didn't know. He said, "He is given $1,300 for a child. That would be sufficient." And that's when the whole thing broke down, where she said she's splitting it down the middle, A, B,
well,
and C.
I can tell you now, I'm not saying it's right, but I know a mother's going to do that. If she has more than one child, she's definitely going to, and let's say this father is providing for the child and the other children, she's not going to see her other children suffer, so she's definitely going to go ahead and use it. Now, I'm not saying that is right, and definitely, no, I'm saying this is, listen, we talking real talk, y'all, or we talking a bunch of foolishness? Are we being real, or what you want me to do? You want me to be fakey and say what people think?
No, nobody
got time for that.
Being honest.
So I'm being honest. A woman is she's going to do that. Now I'm not saying that it's right or that she should do it. I'm just saying that the reality is she's not going to see the other child suffer. But from his standpoint, he is totally correct. He should not be responsible for the other child at all.
So if the rules were reversed and you were given $1,300 and I was the one taking care of the child, how would you feel if I was given half of that to my other child and half to your child?
Johnny, you can't hear because you're sitting on the side of me. Did I not just say that I said that in a real life situation, the woman is going to do that? A mother is to do that, right? Because she's not going to want her other child to suffer. She's not going to do that. I also said that he is correct. He is not responsible for that child. One, he is not the biological father. And two, he did not agree to provide funding for this child. And I can also say that women, sometimes we stress out people who have no responsibility to, you know, no obligation to the child, instead of stressing out the baby daddy.
You're right.
And also, as women, if you want me to go a little further, really be careful. You know, we talk about deadbeat guys, but we have to take responsibility for who we slept with and chose to have a child with.
What? A woman taking accountability? 2024.
Whatever. Right, whatever. But I'm saying also, like I said, as a mother though, you're gonna use that money. But at the same time, no, he's within right. He should be upset because the money is not being going towards you know, what he said. I mean, and I'm sure she probably said, well, that's how much money I need to make sure your child is straight. Right. And then here it is, you doing something else. So of course he's going to be upset. Of course.
Because he's being shamed right now, saying you're being petty. If your daughter comes to you, why you saying that? But, you know.
Well, no, because now that means he's shelling out $1,300 plus.
Right. I mean, no, I'm saying she's shaming him.
Oh.
And he's being petty by telling, you know, why are you telling your daughter you'd already given $1,300? Just give what she asked for. And that's what that's his rebuttal to her, saying, I already given $1,300. So, yeah. I have one more thing.
Johnny, I got to keep my good eyes on you, you know.
Here's the last thing.
Anyway, go on. What this other thing is?
No, this is not a friend of mine. You know, just a question that was asked. This girl dating a guy right here in the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, and she's saying, for some odd reason, he always seems to attract gay men to him, like wanting to date him. And he's saying he is not that way. So she just wanted to ask from a male's point of view, or even from your point of view as a life coach, why is my boyfriend always attracting the gay stare or attracting gay men to him? What is that about? But she's saying that he's not the lifestyle, he don't do, she'll find no evidence that he does that. But there's a new relationship. But she said,
is there more than, has she seen some?
No, ain't nothing. And that's why she's asking for, she haven't, all of this is speculation on her part.
But hold on, though. Mm-hmm. How does she know that he attracts gay men? I mean, has she been around and gay men were coming on to him?
Not the best. Well, he tell her, and plus, he showed her a certain inbox message from gay guys trying to come. He said, whatever. And so that made her to say, hold on, why are you getting it? But if there was nothing, like, she could put a finger on.
Nothing concrete. On.
So that's why she said, hey, let me ask you, or, you know, put this in a group, or ask, you know, Stanyo, or ask for another female, what do you think about this? Or how would you feel if you dating a dude? It's a fresh relationship. You're getting to know him. You're in concrete.
I remember my gay friend, and whenever I dated, you know, a new guy or what have you, I would go by the friend's restaurant. Mm. I would take the guy by my friend's restaurant, and just so he could meet him, you know, and, you know, like, is he a part of the community? Is he one of the children? You know, and I would just, you know, let them talk to see how, you know, see what is what. And sometimes, like, there was one or two times where my friend was like, girl, run through, Stanya, run through.
Okay. Wow. I mean, wow. So what's your advice to her? If she's what would be your advice to her if she's listening right now?
Well, I would say take your time because you know, two things. One part of it is that sometimes, of course, when there's smoke, there could be fire. And then two, but then, you know, the other part is he may just, I don't know, have that look. I don't know, but I would take my time.
What is the look? What is the look?
He might have the look that men are attracted to, I guess, that gay men find attractive. I don't know.
You're a woman. You know what men, you know what you like to see in men.
Okay, so maybe these gay men see something in him that they are attracted to. It happens. He may not necessarily be gay. They may find him attractive.
Like a gay man, is,
you know, you don't know. Gay men maybe found you attractive, Johnny.
I'm not in the story. Don't put me in
You're not in the story. Listen. This is 2025. It doesn't mean that a man is gay if a gay man is attracted to them.
Would you feel uneasy though? If you would you feel uneasy if you start a budding relationship and you're getting to know him, but like when y'all go to fish fry or wherever these different
first of all, I will see. Listen, my things is my thing. So I'm mad if I even mad. I watching you if you know, I side eyeing you if I see a lot of females. I'm like, well, gee, you're pretty popular here. What's happening? Right. So that if I don't know, there was a bunch of women, you know, kind of clocking him too, I would feel away. But if I saw a gay man or whatever, knowing me, I know a lot of gay men. So I would be like, hi, hello, excuse me, friend so and so. Y'all know this man? I would do my little investigation.
Now, you know, people lie too, though. You know, people lie too.
When I say investigation, that doesn't mean asking one person or whatever.
Okay.
An investigation, I would be, and an investigation also consists of me watching. Listen, in another life, Johnny, in another life, I could tell you this. Stanya Omika Davis
was a police
officer. I'm telling you.
He's an undercover detective.
Oh, let me tell you, I could get to the bottom of things. I just don't like to go into that mode. Trust me. I could get to the bottom. I'm talking about, I can solve murders.
But that's a bad mode to be in. If you have to be in that mode, that's...
Exactly.
That's not a good mode. I don't like that.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying to you that if I have to, I don't want to be with anyone. I don't be with nobody like that. Because from a thinking, you're doing fool. Well, hey, hello. But if in this situation, I would ask around, I would ask him, but I would probably ask and I would watch him. I would just watch his movement. Because it could be too that I know a few men who have gay male friends and from my knowledge, because I can't
speak. Oh, come on, that's not a thing.
You don't think that they're straight men who have gay friends?
Distant, if they straight friends.
Serious.
Hold on.
This 2025.
Let me rephrase that. Remember, we're talking about
they got gay family members. What are we talking about?
Should I qualify what I was about to say?
Go on, because you don't think this. Tell it to Paradise Abaco. Go on.
What I was saying is, we're talking about the Bahamas demographic now. We're talking about the Bahamas. We're not talking about the United States. And we're talking about the Bahamas. And in this society, sadly, we're slowly progressing in that particular way where men are not just come to what they're associated with. They're not associated with who they hang with or whatever. We still know that if I'm dating you and I hang around gay men, sadly, we get to that point where we don't associate people who they hang with, but you may associate me of being, hey, why are you hanging with gay guys?
Like, so, Johnny... This sounds very toxic, okay? And see, this sounds like toxic masculinity. No, I'm serious because... Toxic masculinity. And maybe, you know, we really need to get to... Sometimes... Listen,
hold on. It wasn't the men. It's the women
this who... This being a little tired. Could we get to the point... See, you know, y'all really is have this thing mixed up too, but what a man really is, you know. See, we stuck on we think man in the Bahamas being a man in the Bahamas.
But women set the marketplace
this
too.
Very crazy.
Men, hold on, to be fair, men tend to acquiesce to women. So if y'all say y'all like men to keep themselves nice and neat, usually the men acquiesce to that because men chase behind women. So y'all set the market standard. Y'all say, a woman would say quickly, why is he hanging with, and you, that, I said you more, because you got training and stuff.
Yeah, you want to say liberal, that's what you want to say, go on.
The average woman would go to their girlfriend and say, hold on, why are you always hanging with this set of people, and they tend to associate his masculinity to that. I can see him like trying to flirt feminine. And what I'm saying is not saying that men act as women. So
I'll tell you this, when I meet guys, right? Mm. And they get mad when I say this. When I meet a guy, I normally ask them. I normally say, I ask them, I say, have you ever had relations with a male? And then I go down the line, and mind you, they be looking at me crazy, like I talking one big bunch of foolishness. But you can't say I didn't ask. You know, you can't say I didn't ask. I do ask. But there are a lot, you know what? We ain't ready for this conversation because, listen.
It's a long.
You know why we ain't ready for this conversation? Because we here talking about, a man who was hanging out with a gay man or who have a gay best friend or whatever, is gay or have gay tendencies, but I am here to tell you today, it's the same set what running through a woman too. Or who you don't think, they the same set. And let me tell you, mamas, these are Niger Beat Eastern, because I don't want the white come messaging me. Okay? Because he can tell me, stop talking and get off the air. I know you go. Listen, these same men, I can tell you, they the same set who undercover.
That's true. And they're undercover because they're scared to be judged by society as a whole.
Yeah, I think the time is coming. Boy, look how we start with the gay talk and ended with the gay talk. I tell you. The time is coming, though. You know what? We living in a time right now. The time is quickly coming. Well, don't worry, guys. The world got y'all here. Because the time coming when it won't be an embarrassment to be exposed as a gay person. The time is coming.
But is that a good or bad thing?
Whoever doing in their house, I really don't give a fuck.
In their house, but I don't.
Who they chose to like and have sex with, I don't care.
I agree. Me and you in agreement there, but I'm saying,
who cares?
You don't want to normalize certain
stuff. Johnny, all this issue what people got, go work on yourself. Go mind your own
business. Well, I agree with that too.
Go and do your own work. Don't worry about who's sleeping with who and all that stuff. Go do your own work.
And we could end on that. I agree with that.
You know something? And we definitely did it here today. To me, gay and immigration. You turn that phone off. My two phone to ring, I'm not answering none. To me, the gay situation as well as immigration, that is what we get upset about the most. And I don't understand it. Like, why is it that those two conversations are what we get going? It's ridiculous. It is very, very ridiculous. Anyhow, I can leave them two topics alone, because I look like that is getting everybody upset. Okay, yeah, but we got a couple more minutes. What's that, yeah, Johnny?
No, I said, once you broach those topics, maturely, you shouldn't run away from the topics, but you could approach those topics with respect and decency when we do talk about it. So I agree with you.
Well, you agree with me now, because you know this is your show. Just tell it to Jonathan Paradise Abaco.
Yeah, but there's another thing I saw, in the headlines right here in the Bahamas, and I don't know if this is an ongoing thing or this is something that was happening a lot, but I saw a police officer allegedly trying to have a romantic relationship with a 13-year-old girl.
This is the conversation we need to be having, not talking these other things with consenting adults. Okay? Anyway.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't know if that's a thing or why is that happening. I mean, where older people are attempting to date underage people, because it happens to boys too. It's just that it's
because they're sick. Because there's something not right. There's something not right, Johnny.
What is that, pedophilia? Or is that
it is. I mean, if it is.
No, I'm saying no. But they,
yes.
But I'm saying they're trying to now become sensitive to that community as well. I don't know if you heard about it. They're trying to now normalize those persons by saying they're trying to make it okay. You might have not heard about it yet, but they're trying now. Just like how they did these other stuff that used to be on the fringes, like taboo topics, like transgender, and how that became in the forefront. That's another one you need to look out for. It's coming.
Yeah, I agree.
Boxing you. It's coming. And if we don't, as mature adults, stand our ground, that'll be another one.
Yeah, but you know what?
In the forefront.
We are, I had a guest on a few weeks ago when he was talking about that we have a rapey culture. And we do. We talk about other nationalities as do this with their children. But we have a very rapey culture here that we don't talk about. Okay? We are very inappropriate with young people. And then on top of that, on top of that, then be victim blaming. We say, I'm surprised that nobody said that the young girl didn't do something to attract him, or she was fresh, or whatever it is, because you know we like to blame the victims here. But we have a very, very sick culture that we really need to get a hold on. And when I say this, we know the people in our family who are the molesters and the rapists. And we protect them. And see, we get more enraged when with the gay talks. We more shame. We embarrassed if our children are gay, but we ain't embarrassed when our relatives are rapists and molesters and abusers.
Yeah.
We protect them actually. And it's very disturbing.
Yeah, we tend to blame the victim and we tend to shy away.
It's very disturbing. And we really, really need to move away from this. We laugh at the young women who go missing, and we make jokes when we say that, oh, she gone with her man. But 10 to 1, usually what you say? Man.
Yeah.
And these people, for the most part, are not brought before the courts.
You don't hear about it. So you might see the Marco alert. But then next thing, the child
is returning home, and that's it.
Why are not the, and
you can't tell me that. So we want to hold a 13-year-old or 15-year-old more accountable than a 20-something, 37, 47, 50-something-year-old person.
I agree. We agree on this topic.
And then we pass the videos around of our children being abused, and we think that is okay. That is sick.
Yeah.
That's it. Before coming on the show, we talking about things. You was asking me all the time, oh, you don't ever know what is be going on. No, I don't, because I don't want nobody sending me pictures of children or video. I don't even want to see it. Yeah. And everybody know that, so nobody sends me that type of stuff.
So we have to
start with us too. We have to be more sensitive to things.
I don't know,
because like I say, I sorry people, but we got to do better. We have a long way to go in terms of our mindset. Now I can tell you a word lie. It's really, we like to say it's better in the Bahamas, and the Bahamas is a great place. But we as a people, we really need to shift our mindset. We operating subpar in many situations.
Yeah. The only thing I would like to add before we close is usually the purpose.
Why Jacob, this man really think this is show? He say before we close this, just tell it to Jonathan Paradise Abaco. Go on, sir.
But the last thing I want to say is usually the perpetrator who was doing these heinous acts, there usually was a victim before too, and because it was ignored in their case, they tend to do the same sad thing to another young person. And sometimes we need to, if we stood on business as relates to them when they were younger, maybe we would stop creating these new persons who do this heinous acts to do these young kids.
I agree with you, and I have to say who we are is because, I can insert this. Who we are is because of our childhood. Who we choose to remain is because of ourselves. Who we choose to remain is because of ourselves. So we're going to end the show today. And also, I want to give a big shout out to my girl, Candy Gibson, for her dedication, the ceremony dedication that she had this week, for her groundbreaking, for her huge venture with helping women who have been violated, to have a place to stay. We know that it's coming. It started with just a word, and her word is now a reality. So I want to say congratulations, my love. I'm so proud of you. Go get them, girl. All right. I want to also thank Paradise Abaco for being a part of the show, although he seemed to think that this is telling to Paradise Abaco. I also want to thank my sponsors, Kara Dance, as well as BLOF. And of course, Kara is where you go for ballet, and BLOF is where you go if you are a pescatarian like me. You only eat fish, you wanted to change. Well, listen, you could go right there and have prepared meals. So we'll see you next week. I'm out of here.
Deuces.
find out together